I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Happy holidays, Kathy.
Happy holidays to you, Steve.
Kathy, the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History has a fun idea for a fundraiser. It's an opportunity to play miniature golf.
It's a little more summery in these cold temperatures, so that's nice. Except you are inside. It's indoor mini golf. You get to play through the exhibits, giving everybody a chance to play 18 holes and see the exhibits one more time before the museum shuts down for a few weeks. On Friday, it's just for the adults from 5 to 8 o'clock. That includes wine, beer, and hors d'oeuvres as you play through. And then on Saturday, the kids get to have their turn. Though kids under 16 have to be accompanied by an adult, but they can play from 10 to 3 o'clock on Saturday. You have to reserve your tee times, but if you do well, then you get prizes, and there are raffles there as well.
Christmas may be over, but there are still many midwinter holiday events. Snow Library in Orleans is offering a holiday puppet show on Saturday.
Yes, at 2 p.m., and it's free. It's the Gerwick Puppets, and the show is called Midwinter Magic. It's not about magic tricks, but it uses elaborate puppets to tell a story about two kids and their wintry dream of a midwinter's night. They've got classical music as a soundtrack. They use lights and movement, and there's no registration, so if you're around Orleans Saturday afternoon, just drop in.
Now let's look ahead to talk New Year's Eve celebrations. Nantucket always makes the most of the New Year's, and they've got 5 days of events to celebrate it.
Yes, one night is not enough for them, so they are starting out this weekend on Saturday and running events through Wednesday. It's Saturday. Visitors that go over can view the Festival of Trees at the Whaling Museum. There's a cabaret at Dreamland Theater on Saturday and Sunday. It's a puppet show on Sunday. The big day is, of course, on Tuesday, and there's going to be children's art activities, skating, and then the signature event is the Black and White Masked Ball at the Nantucket Hotel, which will be hosted by WCAI's Mindy Todd.
And there are a couple of first night celebrations on the Cape. Sandwich has one, and so does Orleans.
Yes, this is only the second year in Sandwich. They tried it out. It was a big success last year. And so it's grown a little bit this year, and they've got performers and things to see and do starting at 4 o'clock. Then at 6 o'clock, there's a parade down Main Street. And the theme this year is bioluminescence. And that's going to include these giant puppets that volunteers have made of sea creatures that will actually light up as they go down the street. So that sounds like it's going to be gorgeous. And some photos that we have in Cape Week this week will show you just how cool they are. There's also a folk and square dance at the Wing School at night. And then at 9 o'clock, they're light the first night beacon at the Dexter Grist Mill on Sean Pond. You do need to buy a button to get into a lot of the performances, but there's also all kinds of free activities and anything outside you can get to. There's a lot of food vendors, the parade and everything. And then when the New Year's celebration ends at 9 o'clock, the birthday party begins because Sandwich they're going to be lighting up the sign on Town Hall to start the 375th anniversary celebration. Then over in Chatham, this is the 23rd year, so they've got this thing down. But it's still growing. They've got 57 acts, including 13 new ones in 23 different locations and then 14 different other events. Things kick off at noon on Tuesday. They've got a town photo and a road race. Events go through a noise parade at 6, the first set of fireworks at 6:30. And then at midnight, then they have all kinds of things going on all night. And then at midnight, they've got the countdown cod at Oyster Pond and fireworks. Again, a lot of events require a button to get in, but there's all kinds of free things you can do if you just want to go up there and hang out outside.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, you can check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve, and Happy New Year.
I was going to say that.
I got there ahead of you.
Happy New Year to you.